Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Oh, look, I'm alive and well, and I'm batting very well through this COVID-19 season. And I'm sort of 73, not out turning 74. I think I'll get another run at Christmas for my birthday.
I think you're doing all right then, mate. I have to say, you have had one of the most spectacular careers in sport, being an AFL player and a coach. It's been amazing for you.
I've been a very lucky person, but you can make your luck. I've met some fantastic people along the way that have given me incredible guidance from all sports around Australia. And I've always appreciated that. So when we sit down at the table and have a chat about how their game's going, or mine, or ours, or whatever, we get it right. So it's pretty good.
And how did it all start playing football for you, mate?
Well, there's nothing much else to do in the 50s. I was born just after the war. And I mathematically worked out that, you know, they needed 14 people my height in a VFL team, which is now AFL. So there were 12 teams in Melbourne and 168 opportunities I had, so I thought I'd play footy.
So from 1967 through about 2013, your player coaching career happened. That's like nearly 50 years. When you look back on it now, has it gone in a blink?
Yeah, of course your whole life goes in a blink. That's why you got to have a good one while you're here.
You got to make every day count, don't you?
Absolutely. Don't even worry about rain. Don't worry about COVID, bushfires, you know, floods. Get over the salts and the sooks and get on with life.
Is there a particular memory in your brain, Kevin, that you look back on from time to time because it just was so good?
It was so good. Oh, look, I live every day pretty well. So good. I'm just lucky to be here. Every time I drive past the cemetery, I feel I'm good.
Now, you've released this fantastic book called Icons of Sport. How did that come around?
Well, I just look back on all the... Well, some people didn't know who John Bertram was, and that was just an insult to me. So they were young people, obviously, in their 30s and that. So I thought, well, look, I'm going to sit down and write all the people, not all of them, but some of the people. I had to take a few out of each decade of my life. And let the reader know what they meant to me and what small subjects I picked up off them, whether it was Jessica Watson sailing around the world, or, you know, Payne, who was a jockey that won the Melbourne Cup, whether it was John Bertram who went to America, whether it was... there's no AFL football, and it's all to do with other sports.
Yeah, you've got some tennis players in there. I noticed the great Rod Laver, Yvonne Goolagong, Ash Barty.
Well, she's been unbelievable, that young lady. She's cleaned up the men quickly.
She's been incredible, hasn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, and then... There are a couple of iconic moments, you know, like Mick McCosker going out to bat with a broken jaw. I was there that day and I thought, mate, this guy is super courage to do this. And then you have a look at, you know, Flippy Young, who runs from Sydney to Melbourne and beat every athletic superstar professional in the world. They come out here to beat him and he kept running when they kept sleeping.
Well, that's the thing about Cliffy. Like, he wasn't even an athlete, was he? He was just a bloke that liked to run.
Had a machine on his heart.
Incredible. I've just been watching Ian Thorpe on Celebrity MasterChef. We all know what a great swimmer. Unfortunately, he left the show, but he cooked some pretty good stuff while he was there. But, I mean, how about him in the water? He's just a freak of nature, wasn't he?
Of course. Well, look, he and Dawn Fraser was voted the greatest woman swimmer in world history. And I put that in the book to let everybody know just how great this woman was. Even after she got suspended for 10 years for stealing a piece of material called a flag off a hotel, mm-hmm. which is one of the most pathetic decisions I've ever seen.
And you've got the brilliant Betty Cuthbert in there, Bart Cummings from horse racing. Oh, it's just such a good book.
He was called the cup collector.
Yeah, he was.
One day, Bart, you haven't won many Cox plates. You said, well, they weren't worth winning at the start.
And you know another athlete that really I take my hat off to is Dylan Alcott. I know that after the Australian Open next year, he's going to retire from professional tennis. But, you know, he has broken down all barriers, that guy, hasn't he?
Oh, look, we do a bit of work for NEC and as sponsors. And we've done a couple of clips and ads and podcasts together. He's a brilliant young person. And Louise Savage probably set it all up in the first place, a young woman from West Australia. He's just been the coach of the young girl that went over to America.
Yeah, she's incredible too.
Yeah, so I just, yeah, to us, I think sport gives you a reminder what we can do in this country of Australia with 25 to 26 million people.
Yeah, we've got so many amazing sports people. As you say, considering our population, which is so small compared to the greats like Russia and America and China, we're really punching above our weight.
We're just over half of California's population.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, congratulations on writing and releasing Icons of Sport. Thank you so much for being part of my show today.
That's lovely. Thanks for having me on.